can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for March 1st, 2023. This is episode number 33.
The magic number.
Don't you have a jingle for that?
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Before we do anything, let me just say hello, my queen.
Hello, hello, my love.
How are you, my darling?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. 33. That's the magic number.
There we go.
Yeah, all right. The magic
number. And it's a special occasion.
It is. We are breaking format, everybody. Format is being broken.
We are drinking grapes, but just a different kind of grape.
Yeah, tell everybody what we're doing here today.
We are opening up a bottle of Veuve Clicquot. Okay. We decided champagne.
Well, careful. We Kimo Sabe?
I did. I decided. It was my there suggestion.
Okay.
Let's get sauced.
Wow. What a big talker here. Okay. Have you already had an adult beverage? Because you're ruining the studio.
The studio's going down. It's going down. I was just handing you the champagne.
Yes, flute. You tried to do it through the monitor. Okay, so the monitor is a solid device.
Okay. Let me pour it.
Yeah, we purposely waited to uncork because we thought that would be a good sound effect.
Yeah.
And look what we got. We got a big...
Oh, careful.
Well, it's because you put it in this cooler, which is anything but handy to pour from.
I know, but then I didn't have to pull out the ice bucket.
Oh, man.
I can do it next time.
No. This is good.
You got all your equipment in front of you.
I know. It's very dangerous what's happening here.
Yes, I see it. But you're doing a good job.
Yes, thank you, darling. We just got back from a wonderful dinner at a brand new place right around the corner here.
Yes, we went to Jack's Chop House here in Fredericksburg with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And had a lovely evening and started off with a glass of Pinot Noir. And you had a glass of Malbec.
Yes.
You know, get the wheels turning.
Well, if I could have had the whole thing, the waiter threw it over his pants.
Oh, that's right. He picked it up and he spilled all over himself. I was like, oh.
He says, were you done with this? Yeah, I am now. Well, yeah, it's not going to.
Now that it's all over your pants.
All your pants, exactly.
Yeah. He should have offered to give you another glass.
Ah, it's all right. They're new. They're new in town. They don't know who
I am.
Do
you have a
yet.
Lot of.
They don't know who I am yet.
Oh, geez. See what I get to live with here? Oh, this is a nice pour.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers,
my
darling.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. What does this remind you of?
Our third day where you sauced me up.
That's right, baby. Consider this the reprise. We're back. We're back in town.
Where you sauced me up.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Darling, we have had such a busy 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, I have to go through my calendar. So I have my list of things that I'd like to talk about, which I write down, you know, little things. I have a very long list always, just it's so long. And then I go through my calendar and like, oh yeah, that's right. Last time I had a whole dental procedure.
Yes.
Since the last show and the show. So if you hear me listening a little bit, then you know what's going on because it was a little more traumatic than I expected it to be.
Yes, I know. But before you get into that, I have on my list is our marriage in peril? Because
you interrupted my story about my dental procedure for our marriage being in peril. So far it seems okay. I don't know. What should I, is this a quiz in a magazine you read?
No, this is what I found. We save our stories. We're like, oh, I have a great story, but I'm saving it for the show. So we purposely don't mention things to each other to save for the show.
Yeah, but that doesn't put our marriage in peril, does it?
No, I just thought it'd be funny to say.
No, what happened was you went on a road trip. We'll get to that. And you came back and said, oh, but it was so great, but I'm saving that for the show. I can't tell you this right now. I'm saving this for the
And then you said, I went to the vape shop. Oh, it's a great story, but I can't tell you. I'm saving it for the show.
And I saw it on my list. I'm like, it's not that great a story. it's okay.
But let's get back to your mouth. Yes, the Friday after the last show. You went in.
Now you were scheduled to go to Austin.
I did. I went to Austin on Saturday, but you went Friday.
I was going to go on Friday, and then Mitch, who is now my buddy Mitch Maverick, he's like, Do you want some Halcyon or Valium? I said, what do you mean? This is just a simple procedure. I said, well, in case you're nervous about it. I said, should I be nervous? I said, no. We'll just numb you up. No problem. Okay. He says, you know, you'll be sore for a day or two. Dude.
I appreciate all the corksoakers enduring this long-lasting story Adam's mouth
it's
and his
never,
dental.
Never-ending story.
Well, they had to remove two screws out of the bottom of your mouth.
And one of them, he couldn't take it out. He stripped it, right?
With the Phillips screwdriver.
You showed me the. I can't get it out. Don't worry. We'll do it on the next time. But he was able to rip the membrane off around it.
But you said that it was very physical, like he was yanking this thing out of your mouth, right?
It was very physical activity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was complete, but he had to do nasty Novocaine where first he gets you all nice, like, oh, and because he's really good at it. These guys, they practice in medical school on each other. And so I was like, okay, this is good. He says, yeah, now I got to shoot this one into the nerve.
Oh.
And I got to do this one under the tongue. That was the worst. That was
my gosh.
What? And he's like, sorry.
Couldn't he numb you up first before he shot it under your tongue?
No, I thought, first you get the gel, since you asked.
Yeah.
Then he numbs around all, which is really not bad. Like, oh, that's not too bad. He says, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then after like 10 minutes, he's like, okay, now I have to do the nerve. So he numbs you up around it, but you still have to shoot it into the nerve and then under the tongue.
Oh, dude. No. Dude.
And then he's like, I'm sorry. He said, stop saying that. You're not kind at home. Not cool.
You must have a really high pain tolerance.
It's pretty high, but I got the swelling again, and so it wasn't as bad as the first time.
You had a Jay Leno chin going on.
Yeah. And I did Mo Fax on Saturday. I really
Unbelievable.
Did. And No Agenda on Sunday. And then my mouth was a little bit tired anyway. So,
yes.
So now things are changing again. And so if you hear some sluicing, that's can't be helped right now.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to me. And people say, I don't hear it, Adam. I don't hear it. But I hear it.
Yeah.
And it's annoying to me.
Yeah. Yes. You're still sexy, baby.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. The swelling went down. You're sexy again.
Okay. Thank you.
So when you came home that Friday and I know you were so hungry because you hadn't eaten because left right after podcasting 2.0.
That's right. I did that show too. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And you left and you went there and then you got home and
I'm a podcast whore.
I know.
I can't get away from it.
And then you had soup, and then I'm like, do you want a glass of wine? And I put a straw.
Go ahead.
No, please. I was going to say, of course, I posted the picture, and somebody inevitably on Twitter, you're not supposed to be drinking from a straw whenever you have any dental surgery. I'm like, give me a break. I'm just trying to get my husband to relax.
I texted a picture to Mitch. He's like, great. That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good medicine.
Wife.
Good medicine. Good wife. Yeah, perfect. That's the way you want to do it. And thank you. That really helped. That got me through the Friday. I was like, oh, perfect. Then Saturday, you left early, and it was just, I was like, oh,
you were in pain.
Man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So here we are. The pain is gone. And in 2 months, we'll go for the next round. It'll be the final post. And then once those take, then the real teeth will be in. And then it'll be Christmas. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be here. But here's what I loved. So we had to do a little bit of shopping because we had to get you a couple things for Jamaica. And
did we tell everybody we're going to Jamaica?
We've told them a few times. Yes.
Right. Hey, everybody, we're going to Jamaica. Just letting you know.
And so, but somebody will be here at our house, so don't scope out the house. And we got a big dog; she'll bite you. but we're driving, and Adam's going, look at the strings in my mouth because he had dissolvable stitches.
Thread.
He's like, look at the strings; they're hanging out of my mouth. I'm like.
I wanted you to feel
you kept showing me your strings hanging out of your mouth.
Well, but you love me, don't you? I mean,
you're eating breakfast and you're like, show me your breakfast.
I did not do it during breakfast. Now you're just joshing around. It's not true. It's not true, everybody. I'm a great guy.
You're a fantastic guy, baby. Yeah. And your chin is back to normal.
Now, wait a minute. Now, so you went to Austin. Oh, that's right. You went for a walk you went on a hike with Shayna and Letty. You stayed overnight.
Yes,
right,
my Ronald McDonald House Charity friends. Shayna used to work for me there, and I worked with Letty at Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I went out early on
Saturday morning.
And we hiked the Greenbelt. I think we did about a 2.5-hour hike,
yeah,
which was pretty easy. I mean, it's pretty flat.
You know what Phoebe and I did?
Nothing.
we stayed home and had more wine with a straw.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In front of the TV. And like, okay, this is good.
But let me tell you, I don't miss Austin at all. I was laying in bed and I hopped on Twitter, my terrible addiction that I'm working on.
When you were in Austin.
When I was in Austin, and I saw that these drag racers had commandeered an intersection at Lamar and Barton Springs.
Not far from where we used to live.
In a pretty expensive area to live.
Yeah, Barton Springs,
and they had commandeered the intersection, stopped all traffic from four sides.
Yeah, it was spinning and donuts and spinning around.
And throwing fireworks, and the police were called, and it was mayhem. It was mayhem.
Yeah.
And that was just further confirmation that I'm so glad that we moved out of Austin.
I feel bad, man. And you know, Sir Gene, he's still there. And he's like, what is going on here? It's like, none of that was the way it used to be.
No.
It was another...
Now, remember when we lived downtown? It was not like that at all.
No. We sound like those guys from 12 years ago when I showed up in Austin. Like, it's not like it used to be. You new people don't know what it's like. Yeah. It used to be, you know, real hippie, cool, laid back.
It's really changed.
It's become a piece of crap. It's really sad. It really is
different, yeah.
No, it's a piece of crap. I can say it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
It's just policy. And then we had the the snowpocalypse. And the people in Austin, their power's off for 11 days because they just don't...
The icepocalypse.
Yeah. They just don't maintain it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing with their money, but they're not putting it where it's supposed to be.
I know.
I'm so frustrated, but not really.
No, I don't miss it. And then Sunday I got up and I went to church with Julie at Grace 360. And before we went to church, her pastor had given a little workshop on the difference between Catholic and evangelical Christianity. So I learned a little bit about what it meant to be a Catholic when I was growing up.
You were raised Catholic.
I was raised Catholic, but And so that was really nice. And that church is big too. That church is very big.
You mean like 300, 400, 500?
No, it's bigger than that. I'd say a couple thousand. It's big.
And this church thing is very interesting. We know so little about it, really. If you look at all religion and what's going on in the world, we're really new, really quite new.
But it was really nice to spend some time with Julie. I don't get to see her nearly as often as I'd like to, but it was really nice. So I had a weekend in Austin and then came home and hung out with you.
Which was, of course, the highlight of your weekend.
Yeah, of course, always.
Hanging out with me.
Always. And so...
Well, this is really your show. I mean, you have all the news. I only have things that I did when you were gone.
You have a few things because you... like making the rounds in the town. You're like the town celeb. You go to the bank. You said you went to the bank.
That was quite interesting.
And the manager comes out. Adam's a celeb. Hey,
that's
Adam.
That's true.
Saw you on Rogan. Can I have your autograph?
That's true. So Sir Anonymous of Dogpatch had sent a donation for Podcasting 2.0. So I deposited that in the bank. And, you know, and there was another the $500 you got from the Keep Up. I had to get a money order to send it to San Francisco. It's like I'm doing admin all of a sudden. And literally, I'm in the bank and the manager comes out. Hey, how you doing? It's like, so good to have you here in Fredericksburg. You know, I saw you on Rogan. And, you know,
how do they just recognize you? Has this manager ever come up to you before?
No. Oh. No, but everyone in the bank knows it.
Yeah.
And the teller and everyone, hey,
they're like,
Mr. Curry.
Hey, Adam.
It's Mr. Curry.
So Adam's head just swells a little bit
No, not at all. Whenever if I go through the drive-thru to deposit something, then Phoebe's in the back. And I was like, we have the big bone for your big dog.
But yes, you're a celeb. Do they do that at the post office too? Hey, Adam.
No. The post office. I've never had no post office anywhere in the world. Postal employees do not dig anybody, let alone celebrities.
Okay.
In fact, if they knew I was a celebrity, they'd let me wait in line longer.
Okay.
You know it.
And then you do your rounds around town. You take Phoebe to Tractor Supply, then you take her to the dog park, and then you hit the vape shop.
Went to the vape shop, and the vape. So I'd mentioned, speaking of Rogan, I'd mentioned Vapealicious, which is
on Rogan.
Jerry and Kathy, they run Vapealicious. They're in their 60s, you know, and they're kind of hippies. I think he was in Vietnam. briefly. So you must be 70 maybe. Mm-hmm. But you know, they started the vape shop to help people stop smoking tobacco. So that, and there's no discardable, no, you know, cherry flavors or anything. It's all high end. It's all really natural. But I mentioned them on Rogan near the end of the episode, which you haven't seen.
Well, yeah, you're right. I watched.
You quit. You know, you, let me just, if I may, you did not watch the full Rogan episode.
Adam, it's seven hours long.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm very involved in your life.
Okay.
And, did you hear the no agenda? Yeah, up until the donation segment, and you bail. You don't listen. I'm not complaining. I'm just stating facts.
Okay.
I am your husband. I am the podfather. I get recognized at the bank. But I have to say, my wife, she doesn't know what I'm talking about because she doesn't listen to all the stuff I do. So anyway, so I mentioned.
I live with you. We talk about this stuff all the time. Anyway, go ahead. Anyway, you mentioned.
Go ahead, Kara.
Okay.
Now I'm living with Kara Swisher.
That's a no agenda reference if you listen to no
Kara
agenda.
Swisher is just a woman who interrupts her co-host all the time and says, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So triggering. So I'd mentioned that, you know, because by the end of the show, Joe's a little punchy. And I'm like, you know what the latest conspiracy theory is in Fredericksburg in the Hill Country? Says, no. So like, go to Vapealicious, which is kind of, you know, where we come together. You know, we have this big table and we vape and we have coffee and we talk about the state of the world. And, you know, we talk about, you know, what's going on and what's happening. I said, the latest thing.
And your dog is at your feet.
Oh, Phoebe's at my feet. Oh, yes. Everyone loves Phoebe.
Yes. Yeah.
Phoebe is the star.
This is Adam's hangout, Vapealicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she'll lay, just like she's laying down now, she'll lay down, you know, a little bit of water, slobbered everywhere. And everyone who comes in is like, can I pet your dog? Said, well, she might bite you.
But go ahead.
But go ahead. actually, she's been really good. She's been, even Kathy, who she wouldn't really warm up to Kathy that much, and Kathy could pet her on the head and everything. So we're learning.
Yeah, here. She's moving along.
And so I said, you know, the thing that ended up we're talking about there, which was Dwight, the farmer, and some truck driver and some other guys there, was clones. Yeah, I know. These people are.
What?
It's not the real Trump. It's a clone. I mean, this is stuff that they were talking about. It was great. And so I mentioned that. And of course, they're getting calls from people. And they got a call from one person. It's like, I saw this on Rogan. What time does the meeting start?
Are you serious?
What time does the meeting start? What time does the conspiracy meeting start?
Oh,
you want to come up from San Antonio.
No way. Yeah,
they're fantastic. And then, so they were showing me pictures of their new grandchild. And their son is married to a Chinese woman, and they live in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now take a look at this. And I look at it, and the kid has like, it was actually, it looked like a bandage, but it was really some kind of booty, and they cut the boot off, and they had this like sleeve part over the kid's knees. And she said, now, what do you think that is? I said, well, I don't know. It's to protect the kid's knee. The kid's 2 months old. I said, that is to protect their knees when they're learning to crawl. And I said, okay. And then Kathy says, so I wanted to buy the child a proper one. There's hundreds on Amazon of padding for the kids' knees, for a helmet so they don't fall down, elbow pads.
Wow.
And, you know, and when, so we're, you know, I'm old enough even to say, what happened like just scraping your knee? You know, like this is how you learn. No. Anything, a helmet if you fall backwards or roll over or hit the table. These kids are being bundled up in complete bubble wrap. Bubble wrap, I'm telling you.
The bubble wrap kids.
It's crazy. What is going on with this? And they're afraid to even say anything like, what are you doing to our grandson? You know, this is nuts.
You're creating unnecessary fear too.
And a soy child. Seriously.
Wow.
You know,
that's crazy.
When we were eight, you had to have at least one rock fight and someone had to get a hole in their head. That was part of the deal. You know, that teaches you not to get in rock fights.
Wow. You know,
like, what is going on with the world?
Wow. They're probably like outfitting the child like when they're ready to go rollerblading. you know, with the elbow pads, knee pads, helmet.
But that's just for learning how to crawl.
Goggles.
Just learning, yeah, goggles.
They're wearing goggles? Yeah.
Mouthpiece, you know, so don't hurt her. I mean,
wow.
I mean, I don't can't remember anything like that with Christina.
Oh, we didn't do that. I didn't do that with my
the girls.
Kids.
No, nope. No, absolutely. No.
I mean, you would put the protecting, like around the corner of a coffee table.
Yeah,
you know, the padding and the outlet covers.
Yeah, the outlet covers. Yes,
but not. No, you wouldn't wrap them up in bubble wrap.
I just put a knitting needle in the outlet, and I was fine.
You did.
I have Tourette's now, but I was fine. I have this weird tick. I wonder if that was related. Anyway, I just thought that
I was fine.
Shit. I have gotten a lot of electrical shocks in my life, actually.
Yeah.
But it was just like, wow, I couldn't believe that that's taking place. And it's being encouraged and it's being sold on Amazon.
Wow.
In hundreds of products.
Yeah. Crazy.
So if you did that to your children, repent. And if you're doing it now, stop that. Stop it. Let the kids skin their knees.
Wow.
A little rug burn never hurt anybody.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Anyway, so yes.
That's crazy.
That's what I learned going around town.
Yeah. Yeah, you're hitting all the highlights in town.
I don't need commentary from you. Just continue with your list, okay? So then you went to Dallas.
Yes, I went to Dallas. Big trip. I went with Bridge Church, and I went with Annette, and I think there was 28 other women that went, and was for the Pink Impact Women's Conference at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas. Yeah,
how many women go there for this?
There were 4,000 women there. It was
big.
I've never ever attended anything like this, and it was the theme was wonder, and that is exactly how I felt. I had the wonder. It was wonderful. It was amazing. The energy was amazing. My buckets were completely overflowing.
So this is, explain who's going to this and
Christian,
what is
it? It's a Christian women's conference.
Okay.
And they had a variety of speakers, but they also had fun things too. They had a comedian. Some of the speakers were very funny, where they told funny stories and a lot of levity and woven in scripture, which was really great. It's a great way to learn.
And this was in the Gateway Church.
In the Gateway
Church. How big is that? How many?
4,000 people, Adam. It was packed.
In that church?
Yes.
That's a mega church.
The worship music, it was like being at a rock. It was like being at a rock concert, Christian rock concert. It was so loud. I loved it because it just heightened the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
this was 3 days in total?
It was a day and a half. It was a day and a half.
How come you were gone for four?
We had things to do.
Okay.
Man. We had things to do.
Obviously.
So we got there on Thursday. We flew up to Dallas. We got there on Thursday, and it started at night. The first session was at night, and they had one speaker, and mm-hmm. she was, I don't remember her name, but she was pretty good. And then Friday, it was all day, and that's when they had a lot of the great speakers. And so a Christian singer, her name is Carrie Job. She participates at Gateway Church a lot, I think.
What's her name?
Carrie Job.
Carrie Job,
J-O-B-E, K-A-R-I, Job, J-O-B-E.
Of course, modern spelling.
And so she opened up with the worship band,
mm-hmm.
and then she also closed, which I'll get to in a minute. But there were two speakers that stood out to me. Lisa Harper, who was phenomenal, mm-hmm. because she was funny. But yet she woven in scripture, which was really cool. I really enjoyed it. And then the last speaker, who was Joyce Meyer, and she was really good too. She's been around for a long time, has written several books, but she was the same way. She was funny, and you know, she talked about scripture, and she talked about gaining experience and how you have to have experience so that you
know. Joyce Meyer, she's famous. I've seen her
yes.
on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, short hair,
mm-hmm.
She has almost like a scowl in a way.
She's got a harsh side to her. She's a little rough, but
I've seen her on television.
She's really funny. Yeah. And she made a comment that, you know, she goes, oh yeah, we all know that you have your highlights
in your
Bible.
Bible,
your different colors, your blue and your yellow and your green. And then when you open it up, you want people to see it like, yeah, I'm a good Christian. Look at that, all my highlights.
Your whole Bible is highlighted.
That was pretty funny.
Do you do different colors? I thought it was just yellow. Do you do other colors?
I started with another color, but not purposely, because it ran out. That's why.
This is when Jesus talks. This is when I highlight this one.
But it was just so cool. No, I don't do it that way. But it was so cool. So we walked in, and then when it opened up, all these balloons came down from the ceiling. And so people were hitting the balloons
Chinese
all over the
spy
place.
Balloons. Was Hillary Clinton there to go, oh,
thank goodness, no. And Annette said, because I sat next to her, I was with her the whole time, and she said that she just loved watching my reaction because I had never
experienced anything like it.
And it was unbelievable. I can't, it's hard for me to even put into words.
So you shared with me some video of it, and I saw the comedian. What was his name?
Cyrus was his name?
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Tough room to do, though. You can't curse. You can't make fun of chicks. You know, it's like
he did a great job. Yeah.
Great job.
It was great.
And then the Harley pastor came on. What's her name?
Yeah. Lisa Harper.
Lisa. I liked her a lot.
Yeah. Adam and I watched it.
And what I thought was so phenomenal is near the, first of all, she made this joke because, you know, this cameraman running around and this camera guy is right in front of her. And she looks down. She says, are you filming me from the waist down? Because if you are, I'm going to punch you in the throat, which is such a violent thing. Like, not just punch you in the throat. Like this is good.
Everybody laughed.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But what was so beautiful is she, everyone near the end, she didn't actually say goodbye. She just kind of faded out. Because what she did is she said, everyone stand and then listen, if you're having a real hard time right now, and she had a couple of examples, just go ahead and sit down. And so a lot of women sat down. And then she said, it was emotional for me just to see it on the video. She said, okay, now I want you to pray over your sisters who are near you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful. Powerful to see that. From, you know, women praying for women for whatever their issue was. Oh my goodness, it was amazing. That transcends a whole bunch of things for me. That was really, really beautiful to watch.
The energy was just.
I want to go to the men's conference now.
Yeah. The energy is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's so uplifting. And in this
dark this time,
outrage,
in the down
everybody's
world.
So angry and outraged and embroiled in conspiracy. And it was just so nice
and that's
to be
just
in.
Me.
I know. I had to get away. I had to get my buckets filled, man.
You're overmodulating. Chill out, sister.
Oh,
back off.
I was excited.
You're very
man.
Excited. You're popping the mic down.
You can fix that in post. But one thing that Lisa said was that there are two points of wonder. So you have the, oh, I wonder. You're like, oh, I wonder what that is. And then you have, oh, wow, how wonderful, mm-hmm. you know? And so you don't, it was just interesting that she put that into perspective. I don't want to give away too much in case people want to watch the.
Can anyone watch it? Is it just viewable online?
I don't
online?
Know. If they're interested in seeing it, they can always email
Gateway me. Church, is that what it is?
Yeah. 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 And so, yes, and probably aside from all the content and being around just other amazing women that just wanted to get their hearts filled and their buckets filled.
Did you talk to any other women? Did you guys meet any other women or were you just kind of hanging together?
No, I just hung with Annette and hung with our group. But the highlight for me was spending 4 days with Annette, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it deepened our friendship so much,
You told me that you guys stayed in the room for like all of Saturday morning and just talked and maybe even Friday night.
Yeah.
And I can just envision you. You're on the bed. You've got your sweater pulled over your knees. You got your knees pulled up and you're eating from
a
tub of
we're
ice
16?
Cream. Yeah, I do. That's how I envision
Babe,
you.
We had wine and cheese and a charcuterie board.
Sweet.
No.
In the room? Nice. Nice.
No, we didn't.
Oh. Sorry, I had wine from a straw, so I'm there.
No, but it was, I just love her so much. She's so easy to be around, but we just told so many stories. You know, we just shared different things about our life, and it was just unbelievably comfortable and so easy to be around. And so we were sharing stories, and she told me this one story about Pastor Jimmy when he was... So when the church was associated with Oak Hills, which is in San Antonio, and we were talking about head shapes and hair And I said, oh, yeah, you know, I know Adam's really grateful that he still has his
My head is not the right shape for baldness.
His head is not the right shape to be bald. It's kind of like eggish. So it just.
Okay, simmer down, Indiana. Let's be a little. Let's hope your hair doesn't fall out.
I know.
Alopecia is a thing these days.
So she said, yeah, she goes, Jimmy, when Pastor Jimmy was. Affiliated with Oak Hills Church.
Is this a story you think it's okay to tell?
Yeah, I asked her. Okay. I asked for her permission. She said I could tell it.
Okay,
she said,
all right.
There was some sort of, they met some sort of goal. There was something happening and there was a goal. And they said if they met the goal,
they were going to shave their head. Foolish
idea. So he told her he wasn't going to do it. And he ends up coming home and his head is shaved. And she told him that he had to wear a hat to bed.
To bed?
She did not want to see his head.
How bad was it? What shape is his head?
I don't know.
He's a pretty good shaped head.
Well, better than your head.
Okay. Wow. Now I'm going to feel every hair that falls out of my head. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm getting closer to the end here. When I have to go full bald.
I just thought that was a funny story that she made him wear a hat. I hadn't made him wear a hat to bed.
Like a beanie? Like a pool boy hat, one of those? Oh, no.
Probably. But no, it was really, it was a lovely, lovely weekend. But we were at, I think it was Friday night after the session, and we went back to the hotel. And we were, I ordered a glass of wine. It was very tense because I was taking in so much information that I just wanted something to just loosen me up a little bit. And so we go to the
bar. So you got some psilocybin?
I got a glass of cab. And I got the bill. I was going to pay for the bill. And it was really expensive. I paid for Annette's drink and my drink, and it was $70. And I said,
living it up.
The one glass of Cabernet was $34.
Yeah. Welcome to inflation.
It's like, geez.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
In case you hadn't noticed, it's everything's gotten very, very expensive. And you're in Big D, you know, you get a premium. In a hotel, you get a premium.
I guess.
So tell me about Carrie Jobe.
I don't know much about her. The one thing. Okay, yeah. So she,
you said you would get back to it. So.
Oh yes. So she is a very famous Christian singer. And I know that she sings a song called The Blessing, which mm-hmm. is actually scripture from the book of Numbers. Mm-hmm. I think it's, chapter 6, verse 24, I think. Don't quote me on that. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was actual scripture. And they sing it at bridge all the time. And I love, it's one of my favorite songs. It's called The Blessing. And I turned to Annette and I said, do you think that she's going to sing that song? And Annette goes, it's an old song. I don't think she's going to sing it. And so it was the last session and Joyce was the last speaker. And they sang three songs. And then Carrie Jobe said, do we have time for one more song? And she said, I'm going to sing The Blessing. I've never sung it at Pink Impact. Oh.
I don't know if I've actually ever heard the song.
Oh my, and this is actual scripture, the words. It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
It's 7 minutes long.
Well, no.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the song. Now that chord change. Yeah, I've heard this one.
Have you?
I just want to hear a little bit.
I like how you cued it up, baby.
40 years of experience.
Yes, I'd say.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see.
Kicks in now.
The Lord bless you. And keep you, make his face shine upon you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all, that's the prayer that God, it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
That's nice.
And give me peace.
And Annette told me that they wrote the song. They were just like they were just writing songs. I don't know if they were in the studio, and it just kind of came to him, mm-hmm. To her and her husband.
And that's so Cody? Cody, yes.
Cody, yeah.
Cody.
So that was a really...
Oh, what a treat.
It was amazing. It was just amazing.
It's like the Stones doing, you know, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Not really. So we were on our way home.
That's nice, babe.
And so, I'm happy thank for you, honey. I'm happy and so for we, you. You know, we got home, and I.
All right, now stop.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened back here at the homestead while drinking $35 glasses of wine. So Pastor Jimmy came over on Friday to hang out.
Yeah.
And
he,
we were going to...
As he said, batching. You guys batched.
I mean, I'd never heard this term. Batching. But I guess by the time we were done, we were pretty batched. That's for sure. So he comes over Friday. And we were going to do... He brought his laptop. I was going to set him off because I've been executive producing their podcast, Living Up in a Down World. I've been doing the sound and making sure it's all right. And now he's got everything all set up. Like, you're ready to graduate the Adam Curry Podfather School of Podcasting.
Grasshopper
snatched the pebbles from my hand. And but we didn't really get to that. He had just done... He had sat with someone who was on his last days. He was hospice care, mm-hmm. and he had done a funeral the day before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was, you could see he was like emotionally kind of drained.
Sure, of course.
It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock. I said, it's 5 o'clock in New York, Jimmy. So let's have some wine. He said, yeah, that's a good idea. So, and we had a really good talk because I've been, you know, the Holy Spirit's been talking to me, like, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it because everything's, you know, I've been clearly been used to you know, like what happened on the Joe Rogan show. God is using me to send something out, you know, whatever the message is. And it's apparent because of the hundreds of emails, thousands of comments I've gotten.
That one video, the clip of you talking about it, has 3 million views.
Oh, yeah. And like 6,000 comments or something. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And so... You know, as I read scripture, there's all these things that I'm starting to recognize, and you know, I'm starting to connect dots, and you know, so I'm not quite sure what to do with it. You know, other than you and I have to do this show 4 days a week live.
We are not doing this show 4 days a week live.
I think I think you and I would have a great show.
What would we talk about, Adam Curry?
I mean,
I'm like, I got up today. Worked out.
We can talk about. We would be so good for the world. People need us.
Four
they need
days a week.
You want to do five? Okay, okay, we can do 5 days a week. I mean, this is when I retire from everything else.
But no pressure.
But I'm telling you, I'm ready for something like that. But okay, I'll wait a couple more years until you catch up to me.
Wow.
You need a few, and you do need a little more podcasting experience before you're
I'm
ready
pretty, to, I'm, to I got talent. Leagues.
I mean, this once, yes, you do. You're very, let me tell you, you're a very talented woman, Tina Marie Curry.
Thank
very
you.
Talented. So many ways. So talented. So we were really, it was like two guys talking God stuff. It was really nice. And we were like looking at scripture and like, well, how does, you know, this? And, you know, we were bringing up all kinds of different things. And I had read somewhere, and I know that in James I got, you know, be quick to listen, be slow to answer, be slow to get angry. And I kind of realized even the other day that this is what has been done to me. I have been, my hearing has been healed, so I'm now quick to listen. I'm slow to speak because I have an erector set in my mouth. And so it's like, I'm like all this stuff is like clicking. And I'm just like, you know, and how you're, you know, and we actually talked about the James, like, how the tongue is such a powerful
weapon.
Device.
Yeah.
It can be a weapon, you know, just like you put a bit in the horse's mouth, or how a rudder can steer a huge ship, just a small piece, and what the tongue can do. And it was just, so just all this stuff. And that's what I do for a living is talk. And so, you know, how does this translate to what I do? What am I supposed to do here? And Jimmy, of course, his advice is steady as she goes, brother, just steady as she goes.
Yeah.
Leaky bucket.
Cool.
So that was really good. I needed that.
Yeah. Cool.
And then we went out to dinner.
Yes.
And I said, have you ever been to Martini's? No, never been to. I said, let's go to dinner. I said, you have plans? No. What are we doing? Let's go. So we had a bottle of wine here between the two of us. It was two glasses. Only two glasses.
Yeah.
Of those big ones. And then we went to Martini's and we were there at 5:30, already full.
Yeah.
Full. Yeah. And it'll be 45 minutes. I'm like, 45 minutes? Do you know who I am? I'm Adam Curry.
Oh, please. Ask them over at the bank. They know me there.
Why don't you call the bank, see if it's still 45 minutes. Actually, it was about 20. All kinds of interesting people were coming in. They were coming in from all over, from out of town. We're just talking to them like, oh, where are you folks from? And then they had the bass player and the violin player, and they were... You know who I mean? The
they
girl.
Had a violin player?
Yeah, the girl who plays the fiddle. She goes in between the tables. You've seen her.
No, yeah, I've never seen
and
that
An upright bass at the end. Yeah.
I've only seen
once,
that.
One time.
Okay, I don't remember
you
know, that.
You mean
he
the
must
guy
have been with somebody else.
Please. The fact that you can't remember is the problem here. It's not that I went with somebody else.
I don't remember that.
So we sat at the bar and, you know, just, it was really nice.
And what was the highlight?
The highlight? I don't know. I wouldn't say there was a highlight. He's an age appropriate friend.
Yeah.
I don't have many.
Yeah, it's true. You
men
don't.
Of my age that are friends, that I'm friends
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I like all my friends, but you know, it was good. I can learn a lot from him and he likes to learn a lot from me. So
well,
that's a very good balance.
So Jimmy and Annette were texting and he said, don't be alarmed when you see our bank account because Adam forgot his credit card.
Oh, right. So I'm like big man, like, hey, they know me over here. I'll get us a table. I'm taking you out to dinner.
And you're like 45 minute wait. No.
Where you walk out the
you're
front.
You're paying.
But Jimmy drove his car. So we're going to go in his car. And I'm like, I never go out the front door ever. So I barely remembered to get my keys. And then we're talking about Bitcoin because, of course, I've orange pilled him. He's getting into Bitcoin. You know, he's got his Arculus wallet that we gave him for his birthday. and I'm like, oh, crap. I said, I can't believe it. I didn't bring any money, any card, anything. No, I got you, bro. I got you. I felt so bad. But then when I got home, I was like, hey, let's test that Bitcoin wall of yours. And I immediately sent him half.
Yes.
Thank you for Tina is topping us up here on the booth. This is good. It's nice to drink this different grape.
Yeah.
I like it. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, then I watched a couple of movies.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, there's more. Yes, there's more. There was a whole Saturday.
Oh.
While you were getting 35 dollar glasses of wine, of cab. And I knew that Pastor Jimmy was doing a series on heaven,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting. And he had mentioned The Case for Heaven,
mm-hmm.
which is about Lee Strobel, mm-hmm. which we'll come to in a moment, who he wrote a book about people who had a near-death experience. And he talked to a lot of these people and what that was like. And, you know, so what is heaven? And it's a documentary. Really good. Really, really good documentary. Loved it. Made the mistake of following that up with Passion of the Christ.
Oh, you watched Passion of the Christ. Yeah.
I watched that
I've never watched that.
Oh, man.
You told me not to watch it.
Trauma. If you want some trauma, watch Passion. It's beautifully made. I will say this. It really brings the crucifixion of Christ home. Like, wow, that's not just some, like I'm just hanging out on the cross like Monty Python's Life of Brian. I mean, this is really, really disastrous, this. So
no, I don't want to see
it. It was traumatic to watch, but great at the same time.
Yeah.
And then another wine with a straw and Phoebe and I went to bed.
Yeah.
Pretty much how it went.
And then,
I watched some dumb science fiction thing called The Peripheral.
Oh, which, yeah, you watch that kind of goofy stuff and
like
I'm gone.
Two episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is dumb.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me.
No, and I was, I have a really bad, bad habit of forgetting to tell you when I'm on my way home.
I would never put that on my list or bring it up, but since you do, it's bizarre. I do not understand. So we kind of have a thing.
I have a bad
if
habit.
If you drive to Austin, then I'll let you know when I'm there. You drive to Austin, never text. And I'll be like, are you okay? And then oh, yeah, no, just arrived. I'm like, mm-hmm, sure. Sure you did. 15 minutes ago, you did.
I have such a bad habit.
Text me when you're in your seat. And let's be honest. I text you. I put my shoe on. I put my other shoe on. Okay, I'm in the car. I'm going. I'm at the airport. I'm waiting in line. I'm checking in.
I got a drink.
Yeah, I'm in the club. I'm in my seat. We're taking off. Love you. Love you. Love you. Landed. Love you. And like, it doesn't matter how many times I say, hey, this time really do it. Okay, sure, I'll really do it. No. What is that? You leave Fredericksburg and it's like, whew, I don't remember anything. I don't remember a single thing. I don't have a dog. I don't have a house. I don't have a husband. I'm back. I'm freewheeling. It's just me and the open road.
I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. What is it?
I don't know.
And if I forgot, you would be mad.
I know.
You'd be mad. dead.
It's the double standard again.
Why am I even married to you? It's crazy.
Because you love me.
I do.
It's a bad habit. And you're right, because if you didn't text me, I'd be like, Where are you? I think I was so focused on wanting to get home.
Oh,
I had to drop Annette off, and then I had to drop Debbie off. Yeah, and
not thinking of me.
And then I text you, I'll be home in 5. Yeah. I texted
you. By the way, no, you said you would be home around 5. Okay. Thank you for bringing this up. Not on the list. Here we go. So this is a show day. This is a Sunday.
It's Sunday.
I got to get it out, babe.
Okay.
So this is a show day, and I finish up around 4:30, quarter to five, quarter to five, and she's going to be home at 5. And so,
and the house is a mess. Probably.
No. Whose story is it?
Okay.
Just in case, I'll probably be home around 5. I thought 5:30, I kind of know how long it takes to get from San Antonio. Like, that's fine. So I'd actually clean out the dishwasher, clean everything
up. After the show.
No. In the morning.
Oh.
Stop. Shh.
Oh, okay.
Shh. Look at your lips. Shh.
Okay.
You weren't here. I made the bed, which of course I hadn't done in 4 days. Hello. Made the bed, put all the pillows on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All the pillows and the little thing and the extra blanket just over draped over the corner, all that stuff. Made sure I squeegeed the
shower.
The shower. Of course, I hadn't. Now, this is the joke. So I do all this. I had already done all the shopping the day before, Saturday. I had flowers going. I had salmon. I knew that, you know, you've been traveling. You want something light. You want a salmon, rice, and salad. Everything's ready. And everything's ready by around, you know, well, the salmon hasn't gone. If I start the rice at 4:30, you know, everything's good because I know you're going to come home. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to wait because she'll be home around 5, and I hadn't taken a shower because, you know, I'd done everything. I was the model perfect husband, done everything.
You bought flowers.
So you come home around 6, which is much later than I expected. And I'll be home in 10. I'm like, would you pick up a drink on the way? And you get out of the car and the first thing you say is, you didn't shower? And it was really, and I said, And you know, in my mind, the old Adam would have gone, what you said? New Adam went, I'm sorry, I made dinner and I made the bed and I didn't want to be in the shower when you got here. I wanted to be ready for you, and I thought you were coming much earlier. You didn't shower.
I know, I'm so sorry. Your Honor,
you really want to defend yourself?
Your Honor, can I give my defense?
What? Okay.
So I said I acknowledge that you had the whole house, like beautiful flowers, bed made, dinner getting ready, wine poured for you, not for me. But I was saying to Debbie as I was dropping her off that Adam is always so good about being showered and just presenting himself to me.
True.
Like when I show up, he's always just looking
I'll change fine. My clothes from whatever I was wearing in the morning.
In case you have a shirt on that I don't like.
Yeah, which, believe me, I wear all the shitty shirts during the day. Well, my faves. You threw them out now.
They did.
Without asking, just like, gone. That shirt's gone. Hey, I cleaned up your shirts. Oh. The pastels.
I know. I just told you that. I got rid of all your pastels.
And what did I say? Thank you, darling.
Yes,
thank you. Like, did you give them to the Salvation
Army?
Yeah,
they're going to Salvation Army.
I was just want to make sure you didn't
throw
them out.
They're collecting dust, babe. They're collecting. Yeah. Like,
you're
pants.
You're right about
your ski pants.
Keep the ski pants. You never know.
From the snow apocalypse.
You never know. So, yes, it's true. You were but
so that's.
But even you didn't even mask your disappointment.
I know.
Not even for a second. I'm like, hi. I have the dog all jacked. You know, we'd actually been outside waiting for you, thinking you would show up. I'd have her, you know, we'd be barking and happy and waving to you as you drove the driveway. No. She goes out. She jumps. She's like, hey mom. Honey. And you're like, oh, you haven't showered?
I know. I'm so sorry. If you could see his face. The level of discipline.
Well, first of all, I love you, so that's totally okay. But the hard thing is the double standard. That's really tough.
Oh, about the not texting. I know.
In all of this. Women, you know, you just, you're mean. You're mean.
That is not fair.
Who
went out and got your soup from Wimberley? Well,
from Wimberley.
Granted, Catherine and Kathy made it, but I went and got it.
Okay, let's review that. So Tina's like, you know, it's going to be such a harsh operation. I'm going to make all these great things for you. I'll have soups and I'll have all the... And she ordered a blender and a mixer and a food prep and a Cuisinart. It's still in the freaking box because the people who really love me, Catherine and Kathy, they made the soups for me. All you had to do is be Uber driver, Uber Eats. You were Uber Eats.
No, I cook for you all the time.
Yes, you do.
I do. I do your laundry every week.
Oh, you want to get into this? You want to do this now? You want to do this now?
I pull the weeds all the time in the backyard. You're right. You're right. I will be better.
No, be exactly who you are.
I will be better. I know.
Just with that one time when I screw up, I'm going to be like, remember the double standard.
I know.
Please.
I know.
Please don't be so mean. It's okay.
I know.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
I don't know. I think I was just so intent on getting home. Darn. I get laser focused.
Yeah, but when you leave and you go to Austin, you see yourself. What are you so intent on getting home that you forget to text me when you arrive in Austin?
When I got to Austin, I texted you.
No.
I didn't?
No. I had to say, did you get there? And you're like, oh, yeah, I just got here. No. No, I know how long it takes to get to Austin. No, it's okay. But just, you know what? We're all flawed.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you.
I do like playing the martyr in that
yes,
one. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can tell.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the girls come home. I just call them collectively the girls. And like, stop everything. Drop what you're doing. We've got to go to the movies.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it was Monday, which is day off for myself and also for Jimmy.
Yes.
And you guys had gone to see the Jesus Revolution in the theater in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so, well, tell how you, I mean, this was so impactful that, you know, we had to see this and we were going out.
So Jesus Revolution is about how Calvary Church started. Chuck Smith, right? Chuck mm-hmm, Smith and Greg mm-hmm. Laurie. And it stars Kelsey Grammer. And I'm getting a little tipsy from the champagne. Can't talk.
Date number four. Coming up on deck.
It was excellent. And it was funny, but it was really moving.
It's a true story.
It's a true story about how Calvary started. And
not just that, but it was the Jesus Revolution in California of the 1970s.
Late 60s, 1968 is when it started. So 68, 70. And it documented really what happened. And it was...
That was across the country. There were hundreds of thousands of people in Dallas.
Yeah.
There were baptisms on beaches. It was mm-hmm. unbelievable.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
There's no beaches in Dallas.
No. If you watch the movie I watched, there were hundreds of thousands of people praying in Dallas. There were also baptisms on beaches. That was referring to California.
Yeah. And so, so we saw it. There were six of us that went on Saturday before we went to dinner, Saturday night in South Lake, and we went to see the movie. And immediately I knew that you would love it. I knew that you would love it.
Very impactful.
Yeah. I mean, it was... not only a true story, but there was some levity, there was some emotion, just a whole mix of different things. So I encourage people to go see it just so that you understand what was happening because a lot of what's happening today.
Thank you.
Is what happened in the late 60s, early 70s, that the parallels are so amazing.
The parallels are inflation, war, distrust in government. Division in America, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Young people doing drugs, looking for something and not getting it. You know, this was the days of Dropout, Tune In.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? No, Dropout. Dropout, Tune In, something.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was LSD at the time, Timothy Leary. This is all, you know, all that period. What people were looking, you know, they were not getting what they wanted with drugs. And today I would say it's ayahuasca, psilocybin, MDMA, whatever people are trying to do, trying to find a shortcut to God. And they just weren't finding it. And this is what's happening in Asbury. It's what's happening really around the country.
Yeah.
It could be a very similar parallel, yeah, which is kind of exciting.
There's just so much angst and outrage and just negativity. And I think that people want peace, and they're finding that through God and Jesus. So,
but, and it's young people.
And I love seeing that. So,
And the movie released by Lionsgate doubled the expected numbers at the box office. It was, you know, instead of doing like a $7 million opening weekend, they did $15 million, which every headline, the Hollywood is like, oh, and you know what happens, right? Whenever you get that, just like, Hunger Game,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, let's do a whole bunch of, Asian movies.
Mm.
Was it Hunger Games?
No, you're talking about Squid Games.
Squid Games, yes, that's it, Squid Game. Oh, let's do a whole bunch of...
kind of similar, but...
Right? Let's have Korean movies. Let's do movies with subtitles. Now it's like, hey, Jesus is in. Let's do a lot of Jesus movies. Yeah. You watch, it's going to happen, which is cool.
Yeah.
Only outstripped by Cocaine Bear. Which is, that dichotomy is fantastic. That contrast of number two at the box office, Cocaine Bear. Number three, Jesus Revolution.
Amazing. Yeah, but seriously, I mean, we highly recommend it. We think you would really enjoy it. It's historical.
Yes.
It's historical. So,
can I read a couple emails we received?
Yeah.
I wanted to thank Joe, the Baron of Old Bay. We learned that, he says, about 10 years ago, I had to scramble to get a card for my keeper on Valentine's Day. When I heard Tina's Christmas card story, I knew what she felt. Soon after, I started buying early, and lately I started buying cards online. So now I was buying my card. I thought it would provide a little safety net so a forgotten card didn't happen twice. And he's the one that sent you the backup card, which is very, very sweet.
That was very sweet.
Got a very long note from Greg. And
Greg.
Yes, Greg. Just Greg. You don't know Greg.
Okay.
And he says, you know, I've listened to all the Curry and the Keeper podcasts, and Greg has had a really rough time. He says, I've had a terrible last 2 years, lost my daughter-in-law due to blood clots 5 days before the due date of his first grandbaby. The doctors were able to save the baby, now 19 months old, doing well. But of course, his politically progressive son is, you know, has been left somewhere in a state between insanity and comfortably numb. So he's driving, you know, hours and hours from Amarillo to Houston to just to try and keep everything together. And he's listened to all the Curry and the Keepers. He says it's really been incredibly helpful to him. Yes. Also, he says, thank you very much for the Kirkland Bordeaux tip, the $7 wine from Costco. He says that really has helped a lot.
I couldn't find it when I went there.
I know. So he says, this long note, and I'll put some of it in the show notes. You've brought so much to my life in the past 19 months. I've listened to No Agenda Mo, the Cork Soakers during the 10-hour drives to Amarillo. I often hear producers say, thank you for keeping me sane. But I have to thank you for helping me retrieve my sanity, for I was very close to completely losing it.
Aww.
To hear you so openly talk about your journey to Christ and the doubt that you have overcome has been a linchpin for me in turning back to a sane existence.
Aww.
How about that?
How lovely is that?
Yeah, that was, and that's why 4 days a week, live, baby, we can do it. We can save the world.
Oh, gosh. I want to thank David Trotsky, too. David sent me a book called Gang Leader for a Day, and it's about the housing projects in Chicago.
Oh, right, in Chicago, yeah.
And so he sent that to me, and I have not cracked it open yet since I was out of town, but I'm definitely going to. I like that boots on the ground Chicago history. I lived very close to Cabrini Green when I lived in Chicago, which was a project housing.
Uh-huh.
We never ventured in that direction. It's completely gone now, and now it's replaced with
high rise,
expensive, expensive housing.
That's how it works. You know, yeah. you make it crap. You let the population burn it down, yeah. and then you buy it up for cheap, and you build expensive yeah. housing on
so
it.
So I really appreciate that.
Welcome to the Jay-Z experience.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't gotten any wine though. No wine.
It's kind of lame in the time, talent, treasure division. But you know, we'll thank some people.
Now it's time to hear from the Cold Soakers.
Wine counts as a Cold donation, Soakers. People. It does. It really does.
We got to hear from those Cold Soakers now.
Hey, man, we're going pretty soon.
Hey, man.
We're going to Jamaica, man. This would be nice.
Now it's time to hear from the Cold Soakers.
Yes, you too can become a Cork Soaker. Go to curryandthekeeper.com to learn how. There's a couple different ways. You can, if you just have some Bitcoin laying around, you want to send it to us, just some solid bit, send a whole Bitcoin. We have
that would be awesome.
No one has done that yet. However, you can also go to podcastapps.com, grab yourself one of those spanking new modern podcast apps, which allow you to send boostograms, which is little pieces of Bitcoin. You can buy it right in the app. We recommend you try either Fountain, you try Breeze, or you try Podverse. Castomatic is a great app for iOS. Podfriend, CurioCaster. There's over 70 apps and services using it now. Very proud of that. And we've got some really nice donations. Really good ones.
Oh.
Kicking it off with NBS, who you, of course, met in...
MBS?
N, November Bravo Sierra, oh. NBS.
Yes, I met him at the Keep Up.
At the Keep Up. 420,333
satoshis. Wow, that's a baller.
Hello.
Come on, producer.
Hold on a second here. Oh. Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Big baller. Yeah, nice. Very nice.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Happy 33rd upcoming show, Cork Soakers. It was great meeting you at the Keep Up, Tina. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, thank you so nice. Much. He was the young guy, 29.
His girlfriend had left a toothbrush?
Yes, yes. We were
danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Back away.
Really nice.
Not
guy.
To only outdoing Sir Doug with a full sack of Richards, 111,111. That also is a baller.
Yeah, that's Shot a baller. 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Thank you, Sir Deck, and Doug. That's all he says. Sack of Richards.
Wow. Yeah, very thank nice. You.
Now we have two donations. And I'm going to combine the numbers for the big baller jingle. 100,333 and 100,304 from Sir Brian with an I.
Baller! Yeah. Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
And wow. He has some notes here. To all of Vineyard Nation who live in FEMA region number 6, that's our FEMA region.
Yes.
You should do yourself a favor. Try checking out a No Agenda meetup this Saturday in Bastrop.
Oh.
If you haven't heard of No Agenda, it's the sister show to Curry and the Keeper. The little sister
yes,
show. The
thank
little
you, Brian.
Sister show. Bring your best spicy chili and I'll bring the toilet paper. Pants are optional, but recommended by the host. There might be kids there. I don't know. Love you all. See you at the Vineyard. You can go to noagendameetups.com to get more information. The second note. He says, I met a very nice gentleman at the Keep Up in Chicago, but now I have to fight you, and I'm sure you know why. I'm looking at you, Sir Brian, with a typo. Oh, it's Brian with a Y.
Brian with a Y.
Excuse me. You are now my arch nemesis, and I will demolish you. Violence. Brian, violence. Congrats on joining the roundtable. I look forward to sharing a hooker with you.
Oh, geez, Brian.
And public service announcement for Kate. Slow down your podcast, girl. You are serial killing yourself. Much love to all of Vineyard Nation. And the 304 is because it is his birthday on, I think, March 4th. Yes.
Well, happy birthday to Sir Brian with an I. Thank you so much.
And thank you for reminding me that, yes, indeed, if you are listening to this podcast at more than the regular one-time speed, you need to repent. This is very bad. We have discovered that what this does is this makes you very impatient with the loved ones you have around you. Particularly spouses and children, because you just can't wait for them to hurry up, get to the point. Okay, please, can you talk a little bit faster? Can you please hurry up? Can you? It's really not healthy. I'm really on this kick of getting people off of doing that.
Well, you've always been on the opposite side of that, because when you used to smoke weed all the time, you were just like, hey.
Yeah, but I never
slower.
I never sped
so you
up.
Were never. Yeah, you're. Oh, I'm saying you're on the opposite side of it, of speed. You were just slower.
Well, that's an interesting take.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was rude because, you know, it's like you don't speed up an album. Do you speed up Netflix?
Well, or like you said, do you roller skate past the Mona Lisa?
I always say jogging, but I like roller skate better, actually. Thank you. But now, I've recommended this to several people, and they have literally said, oh, wow, you're so right. I was getting impatient with people around me. And I said, how about the podcast that you're listening to? Why do you listen to these podcasts at such speed? It's either, can get more podcasts in, also not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. It's drinking from a fire hose, a fire hose of outrage constantly.
And you don't want to drink from a fire hose. Or is it because you just want to hear these people get to the point you know they're going to make anyway, because it gives you some dopamine hit of, see, I know it's right.
Yeah.
Because most podcasts are like that.
Yeah.
Except for this one, of course.
And No Agenda.
And No Agenda, anyway. But anything I touch is gold. So,
see what I get to live with, people? This is what I get to live with.
Thank you.
He comes home from the bank and everybody knows him. Hello, Adam.
It's like I have to come. We have one garage door for my car and one for my ego. Come through a separate door. Chad F. says, another great episode, 33,333. Thank you very much, Chad. There is our friend of many, many years, comic strip blogger, 33,015 sats. And he says, well, hello there, Tina and Adam. You know what's better than listening to Benedict Cumberbatch's velvety voice on a BBC drama? Why, of course, listening to former English actor Gregory William Forsyth Foreman narrate a podcast about artificial intelligence.
Who's expecting his third child.
Just enter AI.cooking into your podcast app and voila, you'll have a tasty treat for your ears. Greeting from Slavic bro of Dvorak and a hobby cartoonist, CSB. Yo,
thank
CSB.
Thank you, CSB.
Thank you, comic strip blogger. Every single show.
I know, everywhere. He's been so generous. We so appreciate it.
He's probably rich. Telling you.
Hey. I think there's only a little left in there.
Whoa. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. We suck that baby down.
We.
Yeah. You were right here with me. We're both equal.
Let's see. Hey, citizen. 26,969 or 26969. Bah. Listening to the donation segment is not the same when I forget to boost.
Oh.
You forgot last show. Big love and thanks. XOXO.
Thank you.
Craig comes in with 15,000. Adam and Tina, another fun window into the wild ride you two are on. Adam, hearing the Mercy Me story is just one more reminder of the incredible impact you are having on the world. Your humble spirit in the midst of it all is inspiring. Continue to run hard after God and he will direct your path. Be blessed.
Is that
from Craig? I'm pretty sure
Craig
it is.
Craig Weinberg? Yeah, okay, sure I just want to make a note that Craig created the art for today's show.
Yes,
it is great. Absolutely gorgeous. However, Craig, why is Curry bigger than the Keeper in the art? Just asking. It's a little bigger.
Well, that's because when I arrive, I always tell Craig, I'm here. 10,000 Satoshis from Bubba. As a natural born and raised Hoosier, I couldn't help but laugh my ass off when Adam said, oh, here it comes, the Indiana thing, driving up Highway 99 in Cali at 3 a.m. I needed that, he said. Bro, I understand you, Indiana people.
Yes.
I do, and I love the Indiana people.
You do.
We got a big base of people in Indiana.
We have to go to Indy. We have so many trips planned. We've got to get our act together.
95.99 from I Am Mr. Robot.
Oh, squeegees, thank you.
Leather jackets with Uggs and no soap left. This episode was rock and roll. P.S. I don't believe I asked to be decanted yet. Could I get one, please? And thank you very much. Well, of course.
You've been decanted.
Well, Soakers United, you bet.
They have created many pieces of art for us, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've done probably the last 10 or something, at least.
No, 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 not that many, but they've created
quite a few
that we use, yeah.
We got Jerry with 8,000. Here are all my earnings from using the Fountain app. Wow, that's 8,000 minutes. That's a lot.
Wow.
Love the pod. Just for you, Adam. Yeah, thanks. Why do people like to, why do you like to torment
Adam
me like
that?
Adam
does not like that word. He does not like drop the pod.
Drop the pod.
But drop the pod.
Drop this. I am enjoying listening to how both of you are growing in your faith. Question for Tina. How many siblings do you have?
Oh, well, I had four sisters and then one passed away, sadly, in 2018. So there were five girls in my family. So now we're down to four girls.
Five girls in one bathroom.
One bathroom and a 984 square foot
now
house.
That's hardcore Indiana, baby.
Yes.
That's hardcore.
And my
Indiana.
Dad fought with us with the bathroom as much as we needed to get in. Because he was an entertainer. And so he would constantly be in there doing his hair. Did I tell you the story about the hairspray bottles? Should I tell that story?
The hairspray bottles?
Well, so my dad, he used to, you know, coif his hair.
Coif.
Coif.
maybe it is coif in Indiana. I thought
it was coif.
I like it.
And so he had hairspray, but he had two bottles. He had a bottle of hairspray and in another bottle that was in a hairspray bottle, water. I don't know why. Because when he started getting bald, he used to take the spray paint and spray his bald spot.
Oh my goodness.
And so
with the shoe shine?
Yeah. So that, you know, when he was on stage, he was like Rudy Giuliani, where he like sweating.
Oh man. So he would be in the bathroom longer than five girls.
So I had the Farrah Fawcett thing going on in the 80s.
You had the little wing flips?
Oh my gosh. I had it going on.
Oh man.
And so, you know, it took me a long time to curl my hair.
You got those flip ups they're not natural. You gotta earn them.
Yes.
You got to do them right.
It was a lot of time. Mm-hmm, and so I got my hair all coiffed.
I like coiffed. I'm using it from now
on. It's coiffed.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
And so I went into the bathroom. I grabbed the hairspray bottle.
And it was water.
It was water.
Oh,
and it just, yeah.
And how mad were you?
Oh, yeah.
You were very mad.
I've seen red. Anyway, that's the hairspray bottle.
Well, she says, you said your sister surprised you by visiting you at the same time when you were there. That was when you were in Indiana.
Yep.
She says, growing up must have been fun. I only had one sibling.
Oh, no, no. We fought all the time. Yeah.
All of you?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I remember Laura and I used to fight. And then Lisa
Wait, this
and
is
I...
the one that you said, I'm going to cut you,
yes.
Bitch. Jerry, how did you get that must have been fun when you heard the I'm going to cut you bitch story with a knife under the door? I mean, Indiana's dangerous, man.
And then Lisa.
I'm going to coif you.
I'm going to coif you. And then Lisa, she was 4 years younger. We never wanted her around because she was just a pain. And then the younger ones, they were just like, you know, extra collateral. They were just around.
Extra collateral. They're just baggage hanging on.
But you know, we have much more fun now that we're grown. Yeah. We're adults. Yeah. We have a lot of fun.
I like it. I like the sisters calling each other. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. It's good. It's very
good
healthy.
Yeah.
It's good. Because my sisters are far away. We talk on WhatsApp all the time, but not really calling.
Yeah.
By the way, my sister Willow, March 9th, she gets her master's.
Oh,
she presents her dissertation.
Willow.
Yeah. Yeah. In psychology. Can you believe that?
Yeah. She's the smartest one in the family.
No kidding. No kidding. And she did it all in Italian.
Amazing.
2,500 sats from Boober.
Boober
says, just a little something to say thank you for
the
fun. Listening to you two reminds me of so many of the great times my late wife and I had wondering where our spiritual journey may have taken us if she were still here.
Oh.
Aw, Boober. You can ride along with us, brother. No problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
Glad to have you.
Just as confused as you probably were. Sir Quill Scout, 2,000 sats. You two are relationship goals.
Aww.
Love the hilarious back and forth banter on the show.
Aww.
4 days a week live. We can do an hour and a half. It could maybe
Dude,
2 hours.
You're killing me. You're
People
killing
will
me.
Love it. We will be the hit of the century. 1776.
Oh.
That's a Patriot or Freedom Boost.
Yes.
From Just Listening. And Just Listen says, I always squeegee. Trying to one-up me there. Nice.
Adam does not.
Tuktoyaktuk 73. That's interesting.
Tuktoyaktuk?
I've been to Tuktoyaktuk.
Oh.
That's the North Pole, Northwestern Territories.
Oh.
1111, a short stack of Richards, third boost, safe and effective, Sir Brian. Thank you. Different Sir Brian in this case. Thank you. I love sushi.
Oh.
And I said it right this time.
You
second
did.
Time. Now 1,000 sats. I'm not into wine, but I'm really into your podcast. So rather than cheers, I'll say boost.
Do I have a boost?
Oh, geez. A little late.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, you're the one.
I may have to start interviewing.
Boost.
I don't know. I had one of yours that was pretty funny. I have to. No one asked for boost because you don't boost enough. But we're doing better. We're doing better. Let's see. We had the Belderdash Boys.
Oh.
Who said, I earned 540 sats. By listening to the Keeper Cast today, so I'm giving it all back.
The Keeper Cast.
Yeah, Keeper Cast. What? That was the episode title. Mm-hmm. It's still Korean, the Keeper. Don't get excited. Yes, on Fountain, you can earn Satoshis listening to any podcast, whether they're value for value enabled or not. Your relationship with Jesus and each other is very encouraging to me, and I thank you. May his face shine upon you all the days of your life. Cheers, Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash podcast.
Yes, I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, this sounds like a fun podcast, Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not listened to their podcast yet, though.
A couple more here. Actually, two. We have Libra. Nice podcast. Thanks for sharing. I miss a podcast like this in other languages, like in Spanish or Italian. Good luck. All right. We could do 4 days a week in English, 1 day a week in Italian. Not a problem.
All I know is a goody. That's all I know.
A goody.
A goody.
A goody. Final one here is from user with a long number, 8759066, etc. You know who you are. This is my very first boost. Adam, tell me the Keeper. She got me.
Aww. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Thank you all so very much for. And I know it's scary sometimes. You're trying out this new podcast app. By the way, you can export your podcast from your current app and import them into any of the new ones, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So you can use them side by side, see if you like it. You don't have to give up or commit to one or the other. But if you're listening to the Curry and the Keeper show, there you go. Curry and the Keeper. If you listen to Curry and the Keeper, we prefer that you use one of those apps and boost us because we do not accept any fiat fun coupons, no PayPal. We do like wine. We have a... And other alcoholic beverages. We have a P.O. box in Fredericksburg, P.O. box 1849, 1849. Easy to remember because it was the California Gold Rush, 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. And if you can't remember that, go to curringthekeeper.com. It's right there, along with everything else you need.
Yeah. You're so sexy. I'm watching you work over here. I got a bird's eye view of you.
This is what I do, baby.
I'm like, you are in your element.
You could have this experience 4 days a week.
Okay.
Live.
4 days a week.
4 days a week.
That's the show title. 4 days a week.
4 days a week. Ooh, I need your love, babe. 4 days a week. 4 days. It was a long title.
So we got some, both of us got new glasses.
Yeah.
So we go and do our eye appointments the same.
Here's another like I'm not as famous as my husband.
Yeah,
story.
We go and get our eye appointments are the same time. Adam doesn't do his homework. I walk in, I've got all my forms filled out.
Adam did his homework.
They're like, Adam, where are your forms? And he's like, oops.
No, I had done my forms. I just hadn't signed them digitally.
No, you had half the form done.
No, all the form was done. I only had to sign them and say, I agree and sign them.
I thought you only had half of them done.
No, they were done. The lady even went, oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
So we both go in there. We have our eye appointment. I get A+. I don't know what you got.
A plus? What do you mean?
I got A+ in my eyes.
A+? What is that? I didn't get any grade. You got a grade? No.
It's like when I walked out of the dentist, I'm like, I got perfect teeth. Like my eyes are good. I just need contacts.
No, my guy's like, bro. Now, here's what I said. I cannot see the glass cockpit when I'm flying. Mm-hmm. So I can see far as perfect, but I can't see close up. I'm always moving my glasses up. So I want bifocal. He says, no, you want trifocal. You want transition trifocals. And he was right.
Yes.
Because now I can read something in my lap if I have something while I'm flying in my lap, which happens, like, you know, used to be a map. We don't do that anymore. But, you know, you close up, you're writing down vectors or something, or, you know, whatever the tower gives you before takeoff. And then that distance for the glass panel, which is basically all the instruments these days in these modern planes, that I had to have put my head back, put my glasses on my nose. And so that was horrible. And I went flying with Mitch, which I probably mentioned. And it's perfect now. I mean, so he nailed it for me. And they're beautiful Tom Fords, yes. I have to say.
So we order our glass. I order one pair. Adam orders two. Same day, same time. And so you get a text message. You're like, oh, our glasses are ready.
I'm
like,
great. I got two text messages. So I thought that it was for both of us.
Yes. And so we go in there and they're like, oh, no. No, Tina, yours aren't in. Just like the American Express card. Adam got his first because, you know, he's Adam Curry, the celeb of Fred.
In a box that played music and had chocolates and angels floating around it.
Here's a glass of champagne, Adam. Try these on. Let me adjust them for you. Adam, the celeb of Fred.
If only the Fred celeb. There's our title.
And I'm like, what? Again? I got dissed again?
We're sorry, Tina. Yours just aren't in yet. But we love your husband.
They're like,
he's great.
Can I get your autograph?
He's great. No one asked me.
What did you say to me? You turn to me and you go, why are you so needy?
Answer the question.
I'm like, time out. We ordered at the same time.
You're like, it's not fair. Maybe texting me on time, maybe karma will come around. You know?
No, it's because I'm from Indiana.
No, it's not because of that. No, your Indiana background. That's really what makes you the woman.
So the celeb and Fred celeb.
I like that.
The bank, Vapealicious. Pretty soon it's going to be HEB. They're going to be like, Adam.
Like that hasn't already happened. The fish people know me pretty well.
Well, exactly.
Getting some salmon again. What, Tina's been away? You're such a good man for doing that. Remember to take your shower. Yeah. 4 days a week, babe.
Take your shower.
Not a problem.
So this leads me into your big trip that you took yesterday. So
this
let's
was
talk
phenomenal.
About this.
For more than half a year, Commander Cody.
Commander Cody? Oh,
Cody.
Yes.
Cody Dowd, also known as... the Doadster, I think, the Doader, who is he's now a flight trainer for naval jet pilots. And he says, look,
I'm in Corpus Christi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm retiring. I can get you some time on the simulator. It was like to fly a Navy jet plane and land it on the aircraft carrier in a Navy simulator. Are you kidding me? But of course it's Corpus Christi. So this has been lingering out there for a long time. It's like 4 hours to get there. I'd have to stay overnight. You know, it's like, you know, and I was going to do it when you were on another trip and it didn't work. I can't remember what happened, but so, you know, now meeting Mitch Maverick, who knocked all my teeth out.
Yes.
He has his own
He's
plane.
He's a forever friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. he has his own plane. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll buy some gas. But he won't take gas money from him. So, no, don't worry. You're still getting your bill for the second procedure. Don't worry. It all works out. So we hop in his plane. And this is so cool, man, because he's in Bernie. So he flies up, which is, you know, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. He picks me up at the Gillespie Airport.
Living the high life over here.
I mean, it's so cool. He just 7 minutes from my house, like park. Oh, hey, there you are. Hop in the plane. It's an hour to Corpus. Great flight. I mean, we're at 18,000 feet, you know, and I have an opportunity to learn all the instruments now that I can see them properly. You know, it's an education for me. But, you know, it's also nice to you fly together. It's fun. It's mm-hmm. fun. Just chatting about stuff and, you know, more about flying, etc. And then we land and Cody's 6'4". He's like exactly what you want from this trainer. You're like the boss. He's going to train us how to fly Top Gun. Basically, he's got his flight suit on. Hey, guys, you know, getting this big blue F-150, go on base. And Mitch is, this is kind of new for him because now he's getting the holy crap, I've never had this happen. Like, you know, people are saluting Cody everywhere. You're like, he's an important guy.
Wow.
And these simulators, they're huge. It's like one big, you're in one big IMAX screen. Like,
so they're allowed to bring civilians in to do this.
He is.
Okay.
He is. Yeah. It's not. So he runs the whole simulator set. Uh-huh. You know, and he actually had to do a training.
And he's a no agenda listener, correct?
He's a no agenda listener. And he got into it from his wife, Nicole, who is a fan of Saddle Tramp brand.
Yes. Yeah. Brienne.
Yeah. I said, are you kidding me? He said, this is Tina's. You're talking to her all the time on the Instagram. I follow her. I said, well, you should be following Tina. I said, well, I'm kind of a lurker. I said, no, that's not going to work anymore. You don't have to be on with us. You got to be in the group. And, you know, and she's lovely. You know, they got three kids, two are in college, one in eighth grade. And she also works on base. So military family. Mm-hmm. And we get to fly this simulator. It is the most crazy thing I've done. Because it's so realistic. Because
you're like in a, it looked like you were in a cockpit. Well, you were in a cockpit.
It's a real cockpit. It's the cockpit of the plane that you would be flying. And all the gear and all the levers are there. But then this
is it ball, levers or levers?
Depends if you're a professional pilot like myself. We say levers. If you're from Indiana, it's levers and coif.
Quaff.
I think it's levers probably. I like levers. We are really, really. I love you too.
I know. I've got the bubbles going.
Cheers, man. You got a little left there. Come on. Drink up, girl. We can finish. We can do this. 4 days a week, champagne every morning. Gosh. Can you imagine how much fun it's going to be?
Boy, I'd be a drunk.
Well, okay. Now I did loopings. I did formation flying. But man, hitting the trap, i.e. landing on the aircraft carrier.
I.e. landing, is that what hitting the trap means?
The trap, yes. Because you have these four wires. You have to catch one of them with your tail hook. Otherwise, you're off the end of the ship. I couldn't do it. And by the
How do you know that you caught it, though?
Oh, it's very realistic.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing has movement and motion. You feel your back and... You know, we took off on the catapult. He catapulted us off the ship and all. It's so realistic. And by then I'd been doing it for half an hour. I'm like, I'm just going to crash. Like, I can't do this. Let Mitch go. And Mitch, of course. Now he's been watching. He's like, so second time, he's like, bam, he's on the trap. It was not pretty, but he made it. But then he flew back to the base and he landed. He's like, he's wiping out people left and right. He's going through buildings. We call that arriving. He arrived. But it was so much fun. And then they took us to have a little Indian food and then took us back to the airport. And then we flew back. You know,
living the high life there, Curry.
It's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And, you know, he dropped me off at Gillespie. And by then it was 6 o'clock almost. And sunset at 6:30. And Bernie, you know, there's no.
Yeah, he's got to get back there.
I need to get back in time.
Yeah.
I just kept the engine running.
You know, he's like, pop out.
See you later. So cool.
Oh. Yeah,
that was like, I've had a very manly couple of weekends.
Nice.
And I'm really stoked about it.
Nice.
Because I don't think I've ever had that kind of experience in my life.
I love that, baby.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And then to live with such a beautiful queen as you.
Aww.
I mean, look at my life, man. Look at my life.
Damn, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You've had a great few days.
Yeah. Yeah. You also had a good time. It's been good all around here in the compound.
Let me wrap it up with this last question then.
All right.
Yeah. What lights your soul?
What lights my soul?
What lights up your soul?
Well, my soul has been blazing for about 8 years, ever since you came into my life. And now knowing that this was not by accident, and that this was engineered, and that it was meant to be.
Yeah,
that keeps the flame burning.
Yeah,
eternal.
Same. I said that to Annette. I said that God gave you me at the darkest moment, one of the darkest moments of my life, and yeah, you light up my soul too, babe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's stop stepping around here now. Darling, I love you so much. Can't wait for our morning show.
Oh, I love you too, babe.
Everybody, we'll see you back here in 14 days. It can't happen soon enough. Thank you very much for supporting us, CurryandTheKeeper.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Curry and the Keeper.